From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Welcome once again to a broadcast of Let the Bible Speak, featuring the messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. On today's program, Dr. Cairns continues a message entitled The Passover at Gilgal, Feasting on Christ, part of his series in the book of Joshua. In chapter 5, we find the children of Israel encamped inside the land of Canaan. No doubt they were impatient to begin the conquest of the land, but first there had to be spiritual preparation. First of all, there was the reinstitution of the rite of circumcision. And then in verses 10 through 12, we read of the resuming of the Passover feast. Before the battle for the land of Canaan could begin, Israel had to be reminded of the relationship between their redemption from the bondage of Egypt and the possession of the promised land. As Dr. Cairns has already emphasized, the New Testament links Israel's reinstitution of the Passover with the believers feasting upon Christ crucified as the key to entering into all that the Savior has purchased for His people at Calvary. For Israel, the resumption of the Passover feast was an act of testimony to what God had already done for them in Egypt. Similarly, the communion table reminds New Testament Christians of what Christ did for them at Calvary. Redemption has purchased for believers a rich inheritance of spiritual blessings. As we'll see today, every part of our inheritance is a direct result of what Christ did on the cross. Then, it is feeding on Christ that makes us fit to enter the fullness of our inheritance in Him. Before Dr. Cairns continues this message, please enjoy this devotional thought from Morning by Morning by C.H. Spurgeon.
This morning's text is found in the Song of Solomon, chapter 2, and verse 10. Rise up, my love, my fair one, and come away. Lo, I hear the voice of my beloved. He speaks to me. Fair weather is smiling upon the face of the earth, and he would not have me spiritually asleep while nature all around me is waking from her winter's rest. He bids me rise up, and well he may, for I have long enough been lying among the pots of worldliness. He is risen, I am risen in Him. Why then should I cleave unto the dust? From lower loves, desires, pursuits, and aspirations, I would rise towards Him. He calls me by the sweet title of My Love, and counts me fair. This is a good argument for my rising. If He has thus exalted me, and thinks me thus comely, how can I linger in the tents of Kedar, and find congenial associates among the sons of men? He bids me, come away. Further and further from everything selfish, groveling, worldly, sinful, he calls me. Yea, from the outwardly religious world which knows him not, and has no sympathy with the mystery of the higher life, he calls me. Come away has no harsh sound in it to my ear. For what is there to hold me in this wilderness of vanity and sin? O my Lord, would that I could come away. But I am taken among the thorns, and cannot escape from them as I would. I would, if it were possible, have neither eyes nor ears nor heart for sin. Thou callest me to thyself by saying, Come away. And this is a melodious call indeed. To come to thee is to come home from exile, to come to land out of the raging storm, to come to rest after long labor, to come to the goal of my desires and the summit of my wishes. But, Lord, how can a stone rise? How can a lump of clay come away from the horrible pit? O, raise me, draw me. Thy grace can do it. Send forth thy Holy Spirit to kindle sacred flames of love in my heart, and I will continue to rise until I leave life and time behind me, and indeed come away.
I will arise and go to Jesus. He will embrace me in His arms, in the arms of
You're listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We're delighted that you've tuned in today, and we're especially grateful for those of you who make this program a regular part of your day. The response to these broadcasts has been most encouraging. Your words of appreciation and support mean a great deal to us as we seek to proclaim the unsearchable riches of Christ. Our booklet, Separated Unto the Gospel, briefly sets out the beliefs and standards of the Free Presbyterian Church. That and any other literature we offer on these broadcasts is free for the asking. You may contact us by email, by telephone, or by regular mail. You may write to Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Also, if you enjoy the programs, you may like to join us on our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Don't forget that word radio, ltbsradio.com. In addition to the regular programs, the website contains video clips of Dr. Cairns answering questions regarding various issues, such as, why don't Jews accept Jesus as the Messiah? Does God practice deliberate deception? Or why doesn't God save everybody? These video portions are listed under Q&A with Alan Cairns. You're sure to find these presentations to be informative and enlightening. Q&A with Alan Cairns is found on ltbsradio.com.
redemption has purchased for us a great inheritance. Paul prayed for the Ephesians a little later in that first chapter. And again, I have often told you, memorize that prayer. Pray that prayer. Pray it for yourself. Pray it for your family. Pray it for your church. Pray it for God's people. Learn the prayer of Ephesians chapter 1 until it gets so ingrained in your being that it's part of you and it's the natural expression of your soul. But Paul prayed that they would know, that the eyes of their understanding would be enlightened. The eyes of their heart would be enlightened that they might know. Know. That's one of the key words in the New Testament theology. That you might know. My people perish for lack of knowledge. It is ignorance that is slaying the people of God. It's ignorance that has princes living like paupers. Oh, that they might know. Paul gives them three things that they might know. And those three things are just the exposition from time through to eternity of the vast fullness of Christ's inheritance for his people. I am not going to even mention the three things because if I get to talking about them, we'll never get back to Joshua. Or this will be a long day for you. Let's learn this. God has not brought us out of Egypt to leave us in the wilderness. Now there's manna, as we'll see a little later. There's manna in the wilderness. For God is gracious to all whom he redeems out of Egypt. And even when our follies keep us short of the fullness of blessing, yet God ministers manna to us. But God never intended us to live from day to day in the wilderness. He intended us to get into Canaan. That's why he emphasizes throughout the New Testament the fullness of Christ. John 1:16, of his fullness have all we received, and grace for grace, or grace upon grace. The idea of God giving us fullness. The psalmist had the same idea in the 68th Psalm when he said, he daily loadeth us with benefits. He loads us with benefits. He piles one benefit upon another benefit and another. Of his fullness have all we received, and grace upon grace. Colossians 2, 9 and 10, to which I've made partial reference already. In Christ dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and ye are complete in him. And the words ye are complete are very, very closely related to the idea of fullness. In Christ dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. That's a very big statement. What it is saying, I believe, is that in Christ, our mediator, dwells every communication of grace, every communication of God's favor and blessing, everything that was needed for the full accomplishment of his work, the giving of the Spirit without measure, all that fullness resides in Christ, and ye are filled full in him. Ye are filled full in him, which is the head of all principality and power. I like that little bit added on to the end because it tells me there's not a power of hell either has the right or the ability to keep a Christian from enjoying the fullness that is in his living head. Ephesians 3:19, Paul prayed that we might know the love of Christ which passeth knowledge, and that we might be filled with all the fullness of God. Redemption has purchased our rich inheritance. But let us keep this in mind, that every part of our possession is directly the result of Christ's atonement. Remember what I said, Canaan always comes because of Calvary. Canaan always comes because of Calvary. It's the Lord's purpose that His people grasp this, remember it, and live by it. Think again of Joshua's action of testimony here. Joshua's action made the children of Israel think. That's always a good idea. If you can get Christians to stop sleeping long enough to think, you're doing a good job. He made them think clearly about their debt to redeeming grace. This observance of the Passover faced them with the question, how did you escape from Egypt? How did you cross the Red Sea? How did you survive the rigors of the wilderness? How did you get over the River Jordan? How will you lay hold of your possessions? And in every case, the answer would be in the Passover, because of our Passover Lamb. We should never forget the same truths. How were you justified? Freely by His grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. Or as Romans 5:9 puts it, justified by His blood. How were you sanctified? Hebrews 10, by the blood of the covenant. How were you cleansed? 1 John 1:7, by the blood of Jesus Christ. How were you delivered from the bondage of this world? Galatians 1:4 says He has redeemed us from this present evil world. How do you get victory? By the blood of Christ, for they overcame the devil by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. How can we approach unto God? Hebrews 10:19 says, we have boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus. How will we enter into heaven? What are these that are arrayed in white robes? These are they that came out of great tribulation and have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. In glory, they say, Christ has redeemed us, and that's why we're here. Oh, that we would grasp this. We have a rich inheritance. But never focus on the blessing to the exclusion of the blesser. Never focus on the gift and forget the ground in which it's given. There is a direct connection between the atonement of Christ and every aspect of the blessing of God for the people of God. This realization is absolutely vital to the believer's progress. If you think of it, this is something that's vital to give you courage to go on. You see, as you live this life, you're bound to realize the enemies out there are too great for me. The powers of hell, they're too much for me. But once you recognize this, Christ's blood has purchased these things for me, then you have the power to recognize I'm not left to fend for myself. Christ did not shed His blood simply to bring me out of Egypt and then pat me in the back and say, now go do the best you can. But the very blood that bought me is blood that keeps me. It is blood that protects me. It is blood that gives me victory. It is blood that leads me into the presence of God to give prevailing prayer. It is blood that will mark me forever and guarantees my safe arrival in glory. Well, that's the thing to recognize. You're not left to fend for yourself. We must grasp that Christ has purchased every needed blessing. When I say we must grasp it, let me change the wording and say that we must feast on it. That's the picture in the Passover. They were eating. They were feasting. And if we don't feast on it, we will certainly wilt in the face of the foe. That's why many Christians are wilting. That's why many Christians are defeated. That's why many Christians are living, as I say, like paupers when they ought to be princes. They are not feasting on Christ. And that leads me, therefore, to say that as I think of this act of testimony, not only has redemption purchased a rich inheritance, Not only is every part of that possession directly the result of Christ's atonement, but feeding on Christ is necessary to make us fit to possess our Canaan. Feeding on Christ is what makes us fit to possess our Canaan. Now, in our Bible reading, there are three pictures of the Lord Jesus Christ as the one on whom we feed. First of all, there's the manna. That was the wilderness food. Christ linked that with himself as the bread of life. He came down from heaven. The manna is in itself a beautiful picture of the Lord Jesus Christ. I'll not trace the analogy any further at the moment, but all that the Bible says in describing the manna is a beautiful picture of Christ, the bread of life who came down from heaven. That was the wilderness food. He led them and he fed them. But then there was the Passover. What does the Passover say? It says, Christ has made unto us wisdom, righteousness, sanctification, and redemption. Christ is our total sacrifice, our total salvation, to bring us beyond the wilderness and bring us into blessing. And then there's the corn of the land, the fruit of the land. That's the fruit of resurrection, because that's the resurrection side of the Jordan of death. That's the fruit of resurrection. There's the threefold view of Christ. I want to be very careful what I say, because isolated in and of itself, as I've indicated, the manna is a beautiful type of Christ. But it's not isolated here. And when you look at it in conjunction with all the rest, the manna had to cease. The manna had to come to an end. Could I say that there was a distinct lack of variety in the diet that the children of Israel had in the wilderness? Oh, they could put the manna to various uses, but it was a very limited number of uses. We are told how it tasted, and it was good. But there certainly wasn't the breadth or the scope that they would have in the provisions of the promised land. Is that not a picture of so many Christians? If you're saved at all, you're feeding on Christ to some level. But there are an awful lot of Christians who are still at the wilderness level. They have a very, very narrow grasp of Scripture. They have a very, very shallow experience of Christ. There's not much variety. There's not much scope. There's not much extension or progress in their spiritual grasp of grace. We need to enter into all that Christ our Passover signifies, not only to be content to be out from under the curse, to wallow in the wilderness until we die, but to be out of the wilderness and into the fullness. Into the fullness. It's our birthright. Oh, that we would get to eat the fruit of resurrection. The fruit of Canaan.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.